Dirk has a very serious question for you, though.
It's very serious, Dan. It's a health concern question. I just want to know if you were aware of the fact that your prize starting pitcher, your super prospect, had roughly 24 dozen powdered donuts in his locker room last night. Does that concern you any?
Well, as part of his ritual, I'm not sure he did his ritual. I saw him in a post-game interview, and he said, I didn't have my donuts today.
Well, that's...
So I don't think it was too many. It might have been not enough.
Well, you know what? If it takes 24 dozen donuts to go out and throw 97 miles an hour in a big leagues, I am going to start. I'm going to get on the donut
program. Keep feeding them the donuts, Dan. No problem. Yeah.
On a serious note, though, Kevin Gausman is the real deal. He's got amazing stuff. How do you feel he performed in his rookie debut?
Well, I thought he presented himself pretty well. He got around the lineup good. He got into some problems the second time, but he got out of one jam. And then the pitch that really hurt him was the home run that he gave up to Aaron Sebia. You know, if he gets Aaron Sebia out, he's got a clean inning, and I think things are a little bit different, you know, for the team and for the perception of his outing. But overall, I thought the kid did a pretty good job. You know, he had a good delivery, was poised, and he threw his pitches for strikes.
I agree with you there. John Gibbons, the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, we just had on the last segment, and he said that, you know, Gausman looked like he belonged out there, and that's something that you look for. And there's another player on your team, another youngster, that looks like he belongs out there. In fact, he looks like he belongs in some All-Star games. Manny Machado is the real deal. I think he's baseball's leader in doubles right now. That I have to ask you, because the Blue Jays are promoting some young guys and in some situations where, you know, some people don't necessarily agree that they should come up as young as they are. You'd like to see them develop more. But you have taken, in the last 2 years now, two really excellent talents, put them in the big leagues, and they've hit the ground running. Is there something you look for? Is there a strategy in that you trust your scouting department? You know, is there any magic behind the method?
Well, in the case of these two players, you know, they're you know, supremely talented players that were drafted really high. Like, I think Machado was number 3 in the country, and Kevin Gausman was number 4 last year, but he was a top college pitcher in the draft. So, you know, these aren't run-of-the-mill players. These are really talented players. And, you know, my experience is that the really talented players, you know, the very best, the cream of the crop, if you will, you know, they get to the big leagues pretty quickly. And the reason they get to the big leagues pretty quickly is because the level of talent is, you know, generally above the standard of the average major league player. And the second reason is that, you know, these players know that they have the talent, so they have a lot of confidence, and, you know, they're very efficient in terms of how they play the game. So in the case of the Orioles, we drafted these players very high in the draft because we finished low in the standings. And, you know, it looks like they're both going to be good major league players. Now, they're both working to get established, especially Gausman. But they're in the big leagues at a young age, and, you know, they look like they're going to be very helpful to the team for a long time.
Dan Duquette, Executive Vice President of Baseball Operations, General Manager of the Baltimore Orioles, is with us on Baseball Central. I'm Roger Lejoie for Jeff Blair, and Dirk Ahurst here as always. Dan, managing expectations is something that has to be done. And here in Toronto, the expectations were through the charts, as you well know, because the Blue Jays were the World Series favorites coming into this year. Little different for your ball club. You caught everyone kind of off guard last year with a tremendous season. And this year, well, you don't have the element of surprise going anymore. How is your ball club dealt in your mind managing the new expectations of being, hey, this is a pretty good team in Baltimore?
Well, I think we had a pretty good team. People overlooked the fact that we were returning the core of the team, and it was a young ball club last year. And, you know, I read all these projections and off-season prognostications about, you know, run differential. And what people failed to recognize with our ball club was that we had a good defensive team for the second half of last year, and our defense was transformed really when Machado and McLeod came up. And McLeod went in left field, and Machado went in third base. And, of course, all our pitchers got a little bit better, and both those guys contributed at the top of the order. So we were essentially returning the same ball club And, it's a young, hungry ball club. We got good leadership with Buck Showalter. He does a nice job. And, we're just continuing this year where we picked up last year. Now, our bullpen hasn't been as strong this year, but, we're trying to build the starting rotation up. And, when healthy, our rotation's been pretty decent. But, we missed Miguel Gonzalez. He was out for two starts with a blister. And Wei Chen, our left-hander, was pitching real well. In fact, he pitched five shutout innings the day he got hurt. So he's out for a little while. So we've got some challenges with our rotation. But if Gausman can come up and make a contribution, and if Freddie Garcia is an old pro, if he can fill in, we should be very competitive. This American League East is a tough neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. We've noticed that for sure. There's no doubt.
It's tough. You got to play a good team every night, and I see some players come into the American League East as free agents and not do as well. And I think that tells the story that, this is a very, very challenging division day in and day out, night in and night out.